HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
India is facing the black fungus epidemic as the number of cases have climbed. At least 7,250 people are confirmed to have mucormycosis in the country. However, experts say that the actual spread may be much wider. Authorities in several states have now sounded the alarm on the rare life-threatening disease. The center said on Thursday that states should declare the disease notifiable under the Epidemic Diseases Act. The government on Thursday extended the timelines for various income tax compliances. For individuals, the due date to file income tax returns has been extended by 2 months. They can now file the ITR by September 30th. The CBDT has also given a one-month extension to companies for furnishing Form 16. The decisions have been taken due to the second wave of COVID-19. Israel and Hamas agreed to a ceasefire on Thursday, halting a bruising 11-day war. The ceasefire took effect at 2 a.m. local time and frenzy life returned to the streets of Gaza. People went out of their homes, some shouting Allahu Akbar or whistling from balconies. Many fired in the air, celebrating the truce. Like the three previous wars between the bitter enemies, the latest round of fighting ended inconclusively. The Under-17 Women's Football World Cup will be held in India from October 11 to 30 next year. This was announced by the football's governing body FIFA on Thursday. India were earlier scheduled to host the 2020 Under-17 World Cup, but it was first postponed and later cancelled due to COVID-19 pandemic. The FIFA Council also approved key dates for the international match calendars. The second wave of COVID-19 has derailed the recovery momentum of the domestic auto industry. Unlike the first wave, the second one has seen deeper and wider penetration, said ratings agency ICRA. Accordingly, outlook for various segments has been revised downwards, it added. An elongated recovery cycle or possibility of a third wave offers a setback, ICRA said.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.